So far, crisis counselors have reached out to 138,000 individuals in eastern North Carolina. Hope for NC Regional Director Lauren Swain says recovery is far from over, and many individuals and neighborhoods are still in need.
I think some people are really starting to see the extent of their damage and are just starting to figure out what they need, which can be pretty emotionally painful.
Hope for NC, which is overseen by the State Department of Health and Human Services, refers homeowners to mold removal services and helps them find housing. Swain says they also provide emotional support, group counseling, and long-term mental health services.
We're there to help at least assess what might be going on, referring them to the right resources, and not just, you know, the resources for physical repairs, but also linking them to mental health. If they need any kind of substance use services, we're there to link to those types of services also.
Hope for NC also provides a 24-hour crisis counseling hotline. All services are anonymous and offered at no cost to individuals. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.